Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
Look at that. Top billing at 11 a.m. Pat Hammer going to join us here in the Western Hotline. Let me just kind of do some house cleaning here before we bring Pat in to talk about the weather. Of course, it is a Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Cellino Law. Car crash, call Cellino. Call the eights, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Sean McDermott's going to join us here during this hour. Make sure you're ready for that, because we're going to talk injuries for the Bills and the Saints on Sunday. And of course, it should be, it looks like, I think, a beautiful day in Orchard Park. And that's where Pat Hammer comes in. WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist. Am I right? Is it going to be a beautiful day on Sunday for a 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon game?
Hey, well, first of all, I appreciate the coach adjusting his schedule around my busy schedule.
I love it. Yeah,
so, you know,
you got
normally
it.
He gets top billing at 11. yes, the weather looks absolutely spectacular. Again, this Sunday, what could be the second to last final 1 o'clock Sunday game at home this season, right?
It's crazy.
That's only one more. In November, so we covet these, and the weather looks.
I would guess the last game of the year against the Jets will be 1 o'clock, but they could move it to four or something like that. I mean, you never know. It's the final game. Maybe they want a little more TV exposure for that. The networks, you know, final game at Highmark Stadium, or at least regular season red helmets. That being it, as it may, you're right. It's very rare to have this situation to have a 1 o'clock Sunday home game. By the way.
Oh, I know. I just couldn't believe, just looking at the rest of the schedule. There's one more, and then a lot of these odd 4:25 starts coming up. But, yeah, this is a beautiful Sunday, getting ready for what should be an epic weather day. Kind of like, you know, recently, the last couple of games, you know, it's just been nice. We've got sunshine all day Saturday, Sunday. The temperatures look very comfortable, kicking off at 1 o'clock in the low to mid 70s, light winds, very little cloud cover. Just elite weather for Sunday, for the game, for tailgating, and everything in between. So, it looks great, which, by the way, you know, as you're one of your official Bills archivists, looking back at pre-Saints visits here, and as you know, there's only been four, this is the last time the weather was actually decent for one of their games here in Orchard Park.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they have come to Buffalo only five times, and by the way,
okay.
They're 4-1, and they've kind of really beaten the Bills pretty badly in a lot of those games. I did it yesterday. I did the numbers, Pat. This is crazy.
Okay.
So the Bills won in 1983, the first time the Saints came here. Okay. Since then,
cloudy and cold.
Oh well, there you go. And it was a win for the Bills that day. But unlike the other games, so the Saints then have come here four times since and have beaten the Bills 120-42.
That's insane. I mean, this is a team. Growing up, I remember the old images of them, of Saints fans,
yes,
in New Orleans wearing lunch kits over their paper bags over their heads and they were called the New Orleans Aints.
The Aints. Yeah, the Aints, right? They had a history of not winning, and then of course they get Drew Brees, everything changes.
Yeah.
They win a Super Bowl in here, not unlike the Buffalo Bills with, you know, Josh Allen and where they are right now, and of course don't have the Lombardi yet. That's hopefully something that the Bills can have maybe even this year. But the Bills obviously getting Jim Kelly, everything changed. And then Jim Kelly even loses to John Forcade. They were the quarterbacks in 1989. How about that one?
Oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah, in 89, that was a cold game as well. December 10th, it was cold with light snow, so the weather wasn't great for that visit. Of course, as you know, you mentioned they played in 2001, just before 9/11. It was a very hot day. If you remember that weather pattern, that week was very hot and sunny. So it was kind of the high that day for the game was, I think, 90 degrees. So that was hot. And then 2017, of course, it was cold with light snow for that game against the Saints. So they haven't really played a nice Highmark or Orchard Park game ever, weather-wise.
Pat Hammer on the West Her Hotline. I am actually peeking already to the Sunday night game, the rivalry jersey game, against the New England Patriots in 9 days from now. I don't know what you can tell us about how everything's kind of looking a little bit more long range without obviously pinning yourself in a corner and being specific. What are we looking at maybe over the next week or so?
I took a look at that, and there's kind of a wrench in the system for that forecast, and that is you're going to be hearing about, if you haven't already, but there's going to be a tropical system heading towards potentially the Carolinas this coming week.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a hurricane, actually. This would be early in the week. And whenever you get a tropical storm hurricane, you know, in the short-term weather pattern, it eventually affects the long-term weather pattern, depending on what it does. So to give you an accurate forecast for the end of next week or next weekend, it really is dictated by what this tropical system does. So it's really too hard to tell. If this thing kind of spins and rains itself out over the Carolinas, that means one thing for next weekend. If it actually starts moving north, we could see effects from it next weekend around here. Mm. So it's a little too early to say. I know one thing. It won't be cold. Let's rule that out.
Okay.
But right now it's a little too early to pinpoint next Sunday. You know, one solution has it beautiful. Another solution kind of doesn't. So we have to really watch what happens with this tropical system in the Atlantic next week and how it behaves.
Is this a big hurricane? What are we looking at here?
I don't know. It's kind of a weird. It's there are two tropical systems that are going to kind of form and kind of dance around each other, if you will, in the Atlantic. And it's got the potential of spinning over Myrtle Beach in those areas next week. And it could be a big rain producer this coming week. So that is something we're going to watch. The track is so uncertain right now because you have two systems that are going to a dance party together. And does one leave the dance floor or does one hang out? You know, I mean, it's just this kind of a way to look at it. It's really too hard to say what's going to play out. But if you have any interest down there, keep focused on the Carolinas this week.
All right, let's get a little more specific on Sunday. Drive into the stadium, kickoff time, temperatures, wind, anything else?
Yeah, temperatures, I mean, just ideal. As I mentioned, we're in the you're going to wake up. It's going to be a beautiful morning. Temperatures in the upper 50s, low 60s. It's going to be sunny all day. We've got light winds, so tailgating conditions are perfect. And, we're going to be in the 70s for kickoff and through the end of the game. No big temperature change or weather pattern change during the game. So hopefully, weather doesn't play an impact at all. Enjoy. I mean, it's just...
Any chance of 80 degrees?
God, thank you. Yes, 80 is a possibility.
Okay.
100%. 80 is within reach. So I wouldn't be surprised. We've had so many of those this summer in fall season. 80-degree weather is within reach on Sunday, yes.
It is also within reach, I think, at the Ryder Cup being played at Bethpage. Looks like a beautiful weekend and close to, if not in the 80s, actually.
Yeah, my coworker is there, Melissa Holmes.
Yep.
She took her son to
Love
see
it.
The practice round.
Oh, okay. Oh, so Brian Colzio is there as well. And
I heard, yes.
Yeah.
And she reports, much like his, just how beautiful that course is. And just looking at that, it just looks incredibly hard with those sand traps and everything. But yeah, the weather out there is going to be equally as nice for the Ryder Cup for sure.
I love that. Yeah, for sure. And I know Both Melissa and Brian brought their children and their boys to the Ryder Cup. So that's a great experience. And of course, Elliot's a fantastic golfer. So is Jack. He's a little bit older. But I mean, how cool is that for them to experience? You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, he is, you know, these are his heroes. He's able to approach them, talk to them, get autographs. And what a special moment to do that. And it's not very far away. So, it's great that worked out. So,
all right, buddy.
It's phenomenal out there.
Well, listen, I'm going to clear the line here because Sean McDermott is going to call at some point here, but we'll give him a good weather report for you. Okay, how's that sound?
Say hello to him for me, please.
You got it. Pat Hammer. Thanks a lot, bud. We'll talk next week.
All right.
You got it. That is Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. And we have not heard. Okay. I'm just going to do a little texting here. So everybody knows that we're cleared here when Sean McDermott is ready to rock and roll. But he's got some things going on. The Bills will actually have a practice today. And then they'll also, he'll be meeting with the Buffalo media independently of this radio show after he comes on here on WGR Sports Radio 550. All right, you want to take a look at the NFL, play some NFL music, and look around the league. And we'll start with last night because we like to do this on a Friday, a Buffalo Football Friday, here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Talked about the Saints and the Bills a little bit with the historical perspective. How about some history with the Seahawks and Cardinals? I believe it's 8 straight games now the Seahawks beat the Cardinals. I think I read that, Dan. I think that's what it is. It's crazy. They kind of own them pretty much. And it's kind of, you know, the Bills have really taken care of business against several teams, you know, Jets and Dolphins, but there's been a win here or win there. But Seahawks, they beat the Cardinals last night. By the way, they had the Cardinals beaten, and then they made a couple mistakes. Cardinals come back, they storm back, they tie the game. A lot of people are like, go for two. It's 2019. They decide to kick the extra point to make it 2020. Did you watch the game, Dan? Did you see how it ended?
I did. Yeah, the game winning field goal.
Yeah, but the mistake was the kickoff.
Oh yeah, the kick.
How do you make that mistake?
No, Sal. What's the funniest thing is that Seattle has now won their past two games.
Yes.
By that rule of
the
kick not making the landing zone. It's insane.
I love it. I love it because I think that it's really showing how much the changes. I read a lot of my colleagues last night going, I hate these kickoff rules. They change so much. I love them. I think it makes it exciting that you have to pay attention and do things right. Be buttoned up. Be detailed, man. Like, that's what football's about. That's what sports are about. I'm not going to complain. All right? I like that. So, Seahawks win last night. We have a game Sunday morning in Dublin, Ireland. Vikings-Steelers, 9:30 a.m. You all about this Dublin stuff or what?
I don't like to wake up early. That's not a new thing.
You're producing the morning show right now. That going okay for you?
It's working. It's working. Sometimes I gotta get. I have a trusted like pop with me every morning.
All right, there you go. Vikings at Steelers, 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday. Vikings and Steelers, both 2-1. We'll see kind of where these teams are. I think Steelers, people think they won a little fluky last week because of all of the turnovers they got from New England. Vikings play a Joe Burrow-less Cincinnati Bengals team last week. I mean, if you're the Bills, I think there's a case to be made to root for the Steelers because you want them to win the division, right, over the Ravens. Or maybe you don't because you want the Ravens to be a wild card. I don't know. I just think that anytime an NFC team plays an AFC team, root for the NFC team. But 9:30 a.m. All right, Commanders are at Falcons, and both these teams right now, not as maybe playing as good a football as they had hoped at this point, but the Commanders, we'll see about Jaden Daniels, what his situation is. Falcons, they get shut out last week, and they have scored 42 points in 3 games. That's it. 20-22 and nothing last week against the Carolina Panthers. So they're looking to get off the mat. They're at home, Washington at Atlanta at 1 o'clock. Browns are in Detroit to take on the Detroit Lions. Now, the Browns have an excellent, excellent defense, and that's a big reason why they were able to beat the Green Bay Packers last week, 13-10. But now they go against a different animal, no pun intended, because it's a lion and it's a real animal. Didn't even think about that when I said it, but it came out of my mouth. Different animal, the Lions. The Packers weren't an animal at all, but the Lions' offense can be, for sure, and their defense can be, and they beat the Ravens 38-30 last week. And that was a game that a lot of people were very dialed into with the Bills, but if you haven't seen the Browns defense, it's good, folks. The Browns defense is good. And they have a chance to try and even their record at 2-2. Their offense isn't so good. They have to play some low-scoring games. That's going to be tough to do against the Detroit Lions. 1-2, Cleveland at 2-1, Detroit. How about a pair of 0-3 teams? One of them, not surprising at 0-3, Tennessee Titans. They had the first pick in the draft. They draft Cam Ward. They're resetting a little bit here. I'm not really so sure about their coach. The other, bit of a surprise at 0-3, right? The Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud. What has happened to him? Now, the Texans, I will say, I know they're 0-3, but they've lost 3 one-score games. 14-9 at the Rams, 20-19 at home against the Buccaneers, 17-10 at the Jacksonville Jaguars. And they seem to make mistakes late in games that are hurting them. Now they get the Titans. I think the Texans should beat the Titans, but man, after that, they go to Baltimore before their bye week. Then they go to Seattle. I mean, they have a tough schedule. Texans need to start winning. I just don't know what happened to C.J. Stroud. I know a lot of people say, a lot of you have told me he was never that good in the first place. I don't buy that. I mean, he threw for 4,300 yards, 4,100 yards, I think it was, 23 touchdowns his rookie year. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of luck involved with the, you know, balls that are put in harm's way that don't get intercepted or something like that. But I just don't think that you're not good when you do that your rookie year in the NFL. But things have gone south for him for sure. Panthers are at the Patriots. Panthers are an interesting team to watch here. Get to the Patriots in a second. But the Panthers, I mean, this is a team that they shut out the Atlanta Falcons last week 30-0. And I don't know if they're actually a lot better than what I thought, or maybe Atlanta's just not that good. But this is an interesting game because they're going to go to New England, a team that we thought would be a little better than what they've showed so far, but they've made some mistakes. They turned the ball over a lot last week against the Steelers. And now the Panthers go to New England. Now, New England is 1-2, and they come to Buffalo next week, Sunday Night Football. That's the rivalry game, the Bills rivalry jerseys. So, interesting game for both teams here because I'm really interested in who the Panthers are. And this might give us a little more indication because I'm not really sure after last week and what they did against Atlanta. Great game for them, though. Panthers 1-2 at the Patriots 1-2. Someone's dropping to 1-3 there. And if you're the Patriots, you can't afford to do that with the Bills on the horizon in this AFC East. The Giants have made a quarterback change. They're going to Jackson Dart. He will start at quarterback in place of Russell Wilson. Chargers go to New York. Now, the Giants defense can be pretty good. I know that they gave up 40 to the Dallas Cowboys. Wasn't a good day there. They did a nice job against the Chiefs. They have a very good front four. They kept a low-scoring game against the Commanders, but their offense just has not been good enough. And yes, they scored 37 against Dallas. Russell Wilson went crazy, and then he turned into the other Russell Wilson. I mean, it's like two different quarterbacks sometimes with this guy. That's why the Giants have made the change. So the Giants are 0-3. They're trying to save their season, trying to save their jobs, right? Joe Shane at GM, Brian Daboll at head coach. Now they take on Justin Herbert, Jim Harbaugh, and the LA Chargers. And this is an interesting Chargers team who's already won 3 divisional games, folks. The Chargers are not only 3-0, they started with the Chiefs, beat them, the Raiders, beat them, and the Broncos, and beat them. They have now won 3 straight division games to start the year. You don't even get normally 3 division games scheduled to start the year, much less win them for any team in the NFL. Now they step outside the division, they go to the Giants. It is a cross-country trip. Now, if you know anything about teams on the West Coast, in the Pacific time zone, who travel east to play 1 o'clock games, it's not been great over the years. Like, historically, those teams struggle. You would hope maybe here, for the Bills, that the Giants can get a bit of a spark here from Jackson Dart, because the Chargers at 3-0 look to be a real threat here right now for the Bills' ultimate goal to get the 1 seed. Chargers 3-0 at Giants 0-3. How about 2 3-0 teams going at it? A 1 o'clock game in Tampa. 2 teams the Bills will play this year. One a little bit later, the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. The other in mid-November, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Both teams 3-0. Bucks win last week after they get that blocked kick, goes the other way by the Jets. Then they get the ball back. They go down. They kick their own field goal to win it. And the Eagles, of course, at 3-0 as well. 3-0 Eagles at 3-0 Buccaneers. We'll take a timeout from talking about the rest of the games to focus back on the Saints at the Bills, because Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me right now here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills, and by Northtown Kia. West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the Wester Hotline right now. Good morning, Coach. Happy Friday to you. Always great to talk with you.
Good morning, Sal. Great to be with you guys. Going to be a great weekend here. Great weather.
Yeah.
Man, the fans will be out. 1 o'clock game. We've got local sports. We've got homecomings going on, man. Where else would you rather be than in Buffalo this weekend, right?
I love that energy. We need that energy at the Ryder Cup for the U.S. They're trailing now a little bit early. It's very cool, right? I don't know if you've ever watched or, you know, been a part of, you know, that scene at all, but man, I'm watching it this morning, Coach. That is really cool to watch these guys and the pride they have for Europe or the Americans and the fans showing up at Bethpage. Very, very cool to watch, and great weather over there too.
Love it, right? Love it. Go USA.
All right. Sean McDermott here on the Wester Hotline. By the way, Patrick Hammer did give us a great weather report. You're right. It's going to be close to 80 degrees, if not hitting 80 degrees on Sunday. A beautiful afternoon, a rare 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon game. So you got a question earlier this week, and I want to back it up and ask you, just explain to our audience, like, how much things have kind of changed a little bit over the years for you going from so many 1 o'clock games earlier on, maybe in your coaching tenure, to so many like rare 1 o'clock games, I guess you'd say, because you're playing different nights and things like that. Like, how much do you have to kind of pre-plan how to work these days and times out with your staff?
Yeah, so quite a few different schedules, you know, week to week, based on the time that we play or the day that we play. And that's a good thing, right? It's a sign of success and successful programs and winning. That said, it does cause for a little bit of flexibility and adjustability through the course of the week. And, you know, our players more than anything are the ones that are affected just from the standpoint of, you know, their routines. And how now we've got a Sunday 1 o'clock home game. 2 weeks ago, we had our first 1 o'clock game that was away. So, you know, I know it was 1 o'clock, but being home is different than being away, you know, in terms of how you get to the stadium and your routine. So all that we try and figure into our routines here.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, 1 o'clock Sunday, the New Orleans Saints come to town, and you guys have a few guys on the injury report that we'll get to now, and you can tell us any update on them. Spencer Brown, Matt Milano, and Ed Oliver have not practiced for a couple of days. Of course, two of them, Milano and Oliver, haven't played for a couple of weeks. What can you tell us about any of their status and AJ Epenesa as well?
Right. So Ed and Matt will both be out for this game, will not practice today. Spencer and AJ will be limited today and questionable for the game.
And will that be it for anybody on the injury report, Coach? Those are the four guys, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Anything now? We've seen Milano, you said last week maybe there was a chance he could practice. It hasn't happened. Neither him nor Ed have gone on IR. Where do things stand with both Matt and Ed maybe going into next week?
Well, again, it's not very clear. It's not clear, I should say, where they're going to be. I know they're both moving in the right direction. I just don't know if they'll be ready to go for sure by next weekend's game.
Okay. And then Maxwell Hairston, we finally saw him as a media out in the field doing some work. He's got a brace on, but he's working with the training staff. What have you seen from Max Hairston and his rehab, how he's approached that both mentally and physically?
Yeah, working extremely hard, moving in the right direction. The timetable is a little bit even more cloudy for that one, just because of the uniqueness of the injury and, you know, just trying to take it slow and one day at a time pretty much. And he's moving around, and he's moving around better and better each day.
Sean, I want to ask you about Terrell Bernard. He had the big interception, you know, in the fourth quarter against the Miami Dolphins. It seems like the ball just finds him in big moments and big spots. That's happened kind of since he's entered the starting lineup for your team. In fact, here's a stat. It's pretty amazing. Terrell Bernard himself, 11 takeaways since 2023. That's fourth most in the NFL, most of any linebacker since that time in the NFL. What is it about Terrell Bernard that he always seems to be around the football in key moments?
Instincts. You know, a lot of people want, you know, these guys that are all, you know, track, hey, they got 4.2 speed and this and that. And that's, believe me, speed's important. You want to be able to run faster than I run. So at the end of the day, you've got to have instincts, especially like at a position like linebacker, middle linebacker in particular, and he has them. And when the game makes sense, you can move and play the game faster than you know, a lot of people out there. And I think that's what you're seeing more than anything. He's got great instincts.
So far this year, Cole Bishop has played 100% of the snaps. You said repeatedly how important it was for him to get these reps. He's been getting the reps, even in a Jets game where some guys came out. He's been on the field. He's been playing. What have you seen about his growth ever since he's starting to get more reps?
He continues to grow in all phases. He's starting to understand, you know, the mindset you have to have, the level of preparation you have to have, the physicality, the nastiness you have to play with, and yet at the same time, you know, have enough poise to quarterback the defense and get us lined up.
Sean, you've had 10 days here to digest third down defense. It went really well against the Jets. The numbers weren't great against the Dolphins. You made a great point, though. 15 third downs forced is a good number. You want to get off the field a little bit more often, though. 10 out of 15 they converted. How does that work when you go back into the lab and you kind of take a look at things? You have 10 days to kind of re-examine everything. Where are you with that?
Well, we worked on them. We've put our collective heads together and tried to figure out, you know, why we were the way we were the other night. So not all of it was bad, but the results, if we're resulting here for a second, you're just looking at results and you're saying, hey, you can't do that. You can't allow an offense to do that. And, you know, it kind of overshadowed what I thought was a good middle of the field, first and second down performance against a good offense that way. So, again, areas to grow, areas to improve. I'm looking forward to watching our defense this weekend.
All right, Coach, that defense is going to go against a young quarterback in Spencer Rattler. I mean, I watch him. I think the kid's got a live arm. He's a good athlete. I mean, when he has the ball in his hands, he makes some things happen. What do you see from the young quarterback from the Saints?
Yeah, very similar. Good arm talent, mobile. Seems like he has good command of their offense, and they're doing some things. You know, when they do some no huddle, or quite a bit of no huddle, where that's where we're going to need our fan base when they're trying to, hey, get up there, look at our defensive look, undress us. You know, we need our fan base to make it really hard for them to communicate, and they're getting a lot of the calls from the sideline into him, and he's changing calls based on what they're telling him to do. So we've got to make sure our 12th man takes over in those situations.
Yeah, and then on the other side of the ball, they're doing a really good job against the run, Coach. They are allowing 3.6 yards per carry. That's a really nice low number for a defense. What are the challenges against going against that front?
Well, they've got a good front, like you mentioned. So we've got to make sure we're doing a good job. The game always starts up front with the line of scrimmage and establishing the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. So that'll be key for us this Sunday.
Next time we talk, it'll be October. Have a great rest of your September. Good luck on Sunday. Thanks a lot. And, of course, Bills Mafia showing out will help a lot on Sunday. So thanks a lot, Coach.
Sounds great. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Sunday at 1 p.m., the Bills take on the New Orleans Saints. Ed Oliver and Matt Milano, both out for this game. Spencer Brown, AJ Epenesa, they will practice in some capacity today and be limited today, I should say. And then I'm guessing when it comes out, they'll be questionable for the game. Ed Oliver and Matt Milano, we'll see where they are next week. Moving in the right direction, Sean McDermott says. Same with Max Hairston. Let me talk a little bit about Max Hairston and some other guys who are the decisions coming up. So the Bills have this game coming Sunday, and then on Monday, there's some decisions coming up. And then in a couple more weeks, more decisions. So we'll get into all that in a minute. Let's kind of reset here. And I'll also run through the rest of the NFL schedule because we talked about most of the games, but a few more still to get to here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on the Buffalo Football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Friday, NWGR.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he goes to these reads quick. He'll tuck in and run if he has to. They got a zone read offense. You know, we're working on all those angles. And, yeah, they got a good offense. Even though they lost last game, they got a solid offense. They've been in most of the games they played this year. So they're a smooth team, good offense, and we're ready for a challenge.
Robert McIntyre just went into the trap, which is good news for USA because it is now tied in that last match. USA has lost the first three matches of foursomes here, but there's one match still going on, and McIntyre and Hovland against Shoffley and Cantlay, and it's tied up, and they just went in the trap, the Europeans, McIntyre. So we'll keep you updated on that here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show and a Buffalo Football Friday and a great sports weekend Friday for sure. Let's go to Aaron in Nashville. What's going on, Aaron?
Good morning, Sal. Happy Bills Friday. First of all, Ryder Cup needs to get it together. Second of all, I think we really want to see the Chiefs lose this game. The reality is the Baltimore Ravens have a more talented roster, and the Chiefs have been a thorn in the Bills' side for many years now. I think we're going to see the Chiefs possibly not make the playoffs with the resurgence of the Colts. There's a spot up for grabs. I'd rather take our chances with a new team to the playoff situation and hope that we either don't face the Ravens or continue to show that we can beat them on a consistent basis. But a playoff scenario without the Chiefs is a win for the Bills. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Thanks, Aaron. There's a lot of debate about that, no doubt. The math is the math, and however you want to slice it. And I said earlier, if you just count it, don't count half games. You could do that. It's 2.5 games. But let's just say, so right now, Ravens are 3 games behind the Bills. Chiefs are 2 games behind the Bills. A win by the Ravens would mean both teams are 3 games, assuming the Bills win. A win by the Chiefs would mean Ravens 4 games back, Chiefs 2 games back. And if maybe that's what you want. But there's also the personal aspect of it for a lot of you, emotionally. I can't tell you how many people are like, no, screw the Chiefs. Want them to lose all the time. Doesn't matter. I get it. Totally get it. It's the way I kind of am with the Red Sox. But I had to root for them against the Blue Jays. It didn't work out. Not last night. Yankees win. Blue Jays win. They go to the final weekend tied, but the Yankees have to have a better record because head-to-head is the first tiebreaker and the Blue Jays have that. So we have a fun baseball weekend as well this weekend, right? Oh, man. What is the... Ooh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to look at the Major League schedule on Sunday. I'm guessing these games are all in the afternoon, right? Ooh, Orioles-Yankees at 3:05. What if it comes down to one last game, one last day? Orioles-Yankees at 3:05. Blue Jays. Orioles. Rays at 3:07. They're playing at the same time. Both 3 p.m. games. Bills will be done at 4. Okay. Got to figure out my Yankees viewing here. If it comes down to it, might not. I'll post-game duty, so I'll probably be able to watch the last couple innings, maybe. Might even not even matter either way. We'll see. So Steve brought up the Ravens-Chiefs game. That is one we'll talk about here as we move on to our NFL schedule this weekend. Talked to you about a lot of games, and when Sean McDermott called in, we were talking about the Eagles and the Buccaneers. And the Eagles looking to go 4-0, Buccaneers looking to go 4-0, two undefeated teams. Baker Mayfield having a resurgence again. I really love his game. Love seeing that he's having success. They have won 3 games by a total of 6 points. Bucks. Now they get the Eagles, who've won 3 games by a total of 14 points. I mean, like, all close games here, but that's the NFL, right? That game is at 1 o'clock. That's a 1 o'clock game. 4:25, Colts at the Rams. Now, you want to see who the Colts really are? This might be this is probably the best test they've had. They're at the Rams. They've played the Dolphins, the Broncos, and the Titans. Now they go West Coast, take on the Rams, a Rams team that feels like it should have won last week. blew a lead against the Eagles. They'll be ready for this one. I think the Rams should beat the Colts, but if the Colts go to LA and win, I'm going to start taking them a lot more seriously, I'll tell you that. 3-1 Colts at 2-1. 3-0 Colts at 2-1 Rams. The Jags are at the 49ers. Did you hear what Robert Saleh said about the Jags? Did you hear that? Did you see that soundbite? Did you hear that about the signs and the stealing signs? He did not accuse them of stealing signs. He actually did, but said legally. He was not being hateful or spiteful or anything like that. He basically said he's now, again, the DC for San Fran after being there a while ago and then the head coach of the Jets. He said the Jags have a legal sign-stealing system.
Yeah.
And you have to be ready for it.
It's so odd.
Yeah, it was a weird thing, right? But that's so we talked about it. So I haven't read the full articles. People have been writing about it, and I want to see about that. But the Jags are, I don't know, not, I can't take them super seriously yet because it doesn't seem like they're really playing well, but still winning. And I don't know, that's not a bad thing, right? But they're 2-1. They did lose to the Bengals, the game that Burrow got hurt, 31-27. But they've beaten the Panthers 26-10. They've beaten the Texans 17-10. But now it gets real for them. They have the Niners, the Chiefs, the Seahawks, and the Rams coming up. That's their next four games. We'll see about them. 49ers, they have, like, metrically the easiest schedule in the NFL this year. They do have the Jags, but then they got the Rams, the Bucks, Falcons, Texans, Giants. So they have an opportunity. But still, with a lot of injuries there. And now Nick Bosa out for the year, of course, with the torn ACL. We talked about Ravens, Chiefs. I said at the top of the show what I think about, you know, who should win. But just in the game itself, this is a Ravens team that's 1-2. Lamar Jackson's still doing a very good job of not turning the ball over through the air. And of course, they have turned the ball over with Derrick Henry in the fumbles. We saw the one in Buffalo, saw another one last week. The Chiefs, they are really looking to get back on track offensively. They have not been able to. They've scored 21, 17, and 22 points in their three respective games. And now they get the Ravens, who have been allowing a lot of points. If the Chiefs can't move the ball on the Ravens, they may really have some issues here, but they are still a little bit banged up. We'll see if Xavier Worthy plays for them this week. Rashee Rice, of course, three more weeks on suspension. Bears at Raiders. Bears are 1-2, looking for a second straight win. Raiders are 1-2. Raiders are going to be this team where every once in a while they're going to get a win, but they're just, I don't think they're good enough. And they do have some games coming up where they have opportunity with the Bears. They do have the Colts and the Titans, but we'll see about them with Geno Smith at quarterback. It feels like they're just a little bit too erratic for me, and they can't run the ball with Jason Jensen's doing nothing. The Bears, they're scoring some points. They're going to play some wild games this year, the Bears. By the way, the Bears are off next week for the bye week. So this game is their last game before a bye, and they're looking to maintain and win again with Caleb Williams. Had a nice statistics, Caleb Williams, but obviously some throws that you look at and go, what was that? Packers are at the Cowboys, the return of Micah Parsons to Dallas. 2-1 Packers at 1-2 Cowboys. This is your Sunday night football game, everybody. And the Packers looking to get back on track after a bad loss last week at the Cleveland Browns. The Cowboys looking to get back on track after a bad loss, I'd say, against the Chicago Bears last week, 31-14. What happens on Sunday night football? Monday night, two games. We'll talk about those on Monday, but two that directly affect the Bills. All AFC teams. An AFC East matchup between the Jets and Dolphins at 7:15 Monday night, and then at 8:15, Bengals-Broncos. So two Monday night games, but not one at 8, one at 10, or one at 7, one at 10. These are 7:15 and 8:15. We'll talk about that on Monday. I told you I was going to tell you a little bit about and talk about the injuries for the Bills and how all that shapes up going forward. So let's do that after this time. Actually, you know what? Let's take Randy in North Tonawanda first so he doesn't wait. Hi, Randy. What's going on?
Hey, Sal. First and foremost, I just want to say I'm an alumni of Buffalo State football. And back in the day when you used to commentate every game, we went undefeated. So we always knew when you were up in the booth that we had a good shot to win. So
I love it.
Just throw that out there. But I'm looking at the betting market, and I just looked just yesterday, and it looked like the Bills were minus 2,000 for the division. Is that all your years of doing this? Is that some type of record up until this point? I've never seen odds that high at week four going into the season. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I would imagine it is, but I don't know the specific answer to that, Randy. Thanks for the kind words. That would be a question for Sam Penjanovic, or who's our other the betting guy, Joe Ostrowski. Comes on with show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With a Bulldog, right? That'd be a question for them. We'll get you open the Bulldog to ask. Maybe they have. Have they ever seen a favorite that big this early in an NFL season to win the division? Let me see what we have here. What do I have? Let's see. NFL futures. Let me just look. Futures market. AFC East. What do I have? Bills, this is championship. Went championship. Let's go to the divisions. Do we have that here? Okay, we still have Super Bowl. Okay. Hold on. I'm getting to it, folks. I promise. See if I can get this to the AFC East. No, I don't have that in front of me. All right, so he said minus 2,000. I'm trusting that's it. Oh, here we go. AFC East odds. Oh, my God. Yeah, 2,000. Actually, one place has a minus 3,000. That's crazy. Patriots are next up at plus 14 to 1,700, depending on where you look. Dolphins plus 1,000. 10,000. 10,000. Jets, 10,000. I'll have to ask Chopin the Bulldog if they've asked Sam or Joe about that. They'll have to do that. Or Trista. All right, we'll take a timeout. Just kind of run through the decisions, what's coming up on the horizon for the Bills after Sunday's game against the Saints. We'll wrap up your Friday Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show after this. So you know that Maxwell Harrison, he's been rehabbing and he's eligible to come off injured reserve after this next game. That's on Monday next week. Up until, you know, whenever. They can just take him off injured reserve. So same thing with Tyler Bass. So, but neither of them have to, so everybody's aware here. The Bills could just keep either player on injured reserve as long as they feel. What has to happen, though, is once that player does practice in a practice, once they go on practice field, then they have 21 days to put him on the active roster. So let me kind of restate what I just said. When I said activate, I shouldn't have said it that way. They can start practicing, both of them, after Sunday's game at any point, whether that's next week, the week after, a month from now. It doesn't matter. Once they start practicing, the Bills have 21 days to put him on the active roster. Not three games, 21 days. Hard date. And once that happens, then you got to make roster decisions. And who's coming out of who's coming off the roster? Then you have guys that haven't been here 4 years get subject to waivers. They can be claimed and picked up. And there's a lot of things that have to be considered here. Now, one just kind of sidebar to this to be aware of is when Max Harrison was put on injured reserve, he was automatically declared as one of their IR to return people for the year. You get eight of those. The reason is because they put him on because of a special rule, the last day of cuts. You could do that with two guys. So that was one of them. The other was Tylon Grable. So the Bills actually already have used two of their IR to return designations. So either one of those guys, Tylon Grable is another guy. He can come back at any time. They've already used that. They only get eight. They've already used two. So they only get six more. If and when Tyler Bass comes back, that'll eat up another one because he's not already, he has not been put in the practice field, so he has not been IR to return yet. Once he gets on the practice field, he will be, and we expect that to happen. So you got to be kind of careful with all this. Now, There is one other player here that factors in. Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis is on the practice squad, but he's practice squad injured. The way that works is really the exact same as being on the regular roster injured reserve. So the Bills are able to keep a practice squad injured player as kind of an extra guy in the practice squad. You're allowed 17. They have 18. Let me just count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. He's the 18. There you go. 17 because they get an international guy. Okay, but he's an extra guy. He's not counting. Same thing with him. After 4 weeks, he can start practicing again. We don't know where he is health-wise. And the Bills will have to make that determination. So what happens when all these guys start, you know, getting healthy and coming back? And I just think that, look, it's a good, quote-unquote, problem to have. But you're going to have to make roster decisions at some point. I do not expect Max Harrison necessarily to start practicing next week, folks. Like, I don't, but you never know. The Bills may say he needs that because we got to evaluate. We think he'll be ready in 3 weeks and he needs to ramp up. I mean, you do have, I think the bye week falls at a really good time this year for all this. So the Bills' bye week is week 7. They'll play 3 more games and then they have a bye. And if they can get through these 3 games pretty healthy and you don't have Max Harrison back or Tyler Bash yet, then you can start making more decisions on another week of kind of a, you know, free space game, no game, and then make a decision. So a lot of things coming. Then, of course, it's Michael Hoyt. Michael Hoyt. Why do I say? I knew a guy named Larry Hoyt once, and I always want to say Larry Hoyt. It's Larry Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt. They are eligible to return from their suspensions and must be put back in the roster after their 6 weeks and 6 games are up. So there's a lot to be done here. In the meantime, all weekend long, right here, WGR Sports Radio 550. We got you covered. Bills, Saints, all day on Sunday. And, of course, game at 1 o'clock. Buffalo Football Fridays are brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And buy Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Thanks a lot to Dan Dale, producing today here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show and all week here at WGR. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the game on Sunday at 1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.